time of the evening. When passions run high and Dennis is leading, and we all know why.
Hide your pants.
Michael's taking all his clothes off
after dark.
Chee-Chee threatening to miss him.
What does one say after a song like that?
I don't know.
Sorry? Perhaps. All right, everyone. So if you're still here, this is the prompt to call in for the one-shot segment of World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. So we're going to just do it just like return engagement style. First order you're called, or the order your call is received, will be the ranking, and we'll just go straight down the line. So the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. What? World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. All right, and welcome back to After Dark. Philip, I have to tell you, I think it might just be you, JT, and I.
This ain't going to be weird at all.
There's nothing weird about this at all, my friend. But we only had one caller in this segment. That's fine. We know that sometimes it's going to be like that. So let's just go straight to it. Let's go to Philip from Kentucky. Hello, Philip. How are you, sir?
Yeah. Oh, I am quite well. Much better now that I hear you guys.
Well, I think it literally is just us three in this segment right now. So, yeah, it's just I think everybody just kind of they kind of decided to put the freak flag away. I don't know what happened, but we're all here.
Am I the only one reading?
You're the only one reading. Yeah,
you're the beginning, the middle, and the end.
You are the alpha and the omega, my friend.
Oh goodness! Oh well, I will happily participate, and I'll be quick. I'm sure you guys are a little. Do you feel any difference from having this being the second show of the week?
It's a little different. No, I don't know. I don't know if it's just. I'm feeling strange in general today, so I can't tell if it's that, but it feels like both shows kind of bleed together for some reason.
Right. I know how much you've read.
Yeah.
I just know how much you work. I don't, and sometimes I go, Michael, are you also getting a nap, buddy? This is just, coming from a manic depressive, sir.
I'm trying to get better. Yeah. I'm doing yoga and meditating every morning. That's a big step.
Well, that's really good. I mean, I really believe in those things. They're great. I just making sure you're okay, sir.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I promise not to turn too kundalini on you. Okay.
No, even if you did, that would be just fine, sir. All right, I will get to it, and then I will let you guys enjoy your victory meal if you're still going to your victory meal afterwards.
Yes, we are that boring. Yep. We're that boring, Philip.
Sitting at the same table.
No, that's good. You probably built up an appetite after all of our shenanigans. So
it's funny when we've been there longer than servers have.
That's funny. All right, the title. Bouquets and caveats, and here we go. Voice remains the preferred mask. Soft, slow eloquence of heady bedrooms rented for their panoptic views, post-coital, a glimpse omniscient. Reductionist politics, fashionable suits whose utterances, acerbic or feather lull persuasive, coerces or coaxes puissance from the global testes, plump and envenomed. Sardonic relevance surveyed by juvenile. Many commit the same crime with a different result. One bears a cross, another a crown. Pulp their amused eyes, plump as glacé grapes, fermented on circuses, glorious excesses of vacuous popularity and sightless distractions. And there it is, fellers.
Very, very well done, my friend. Very well done indeed.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
It's interesting how we instantly turned that into an Ed Wood movie. Did you notice that?
Hey, I'm always about Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Me too. I got to be honest. Yeah, ever since. Actually, my very first movie I ever worked on was for a guy whose screen name was Ed Woods Jr. And it was all about it. Yeah. Yeah. And he made a bunch of really low budget horror movies and everything. So that's how it works, apparently.
Hey, I'm just happy there are people out there still making stuff. And I'm just happy to, participate. Thank you so much, you guys.
Hey, thank you, Philip.
I will be there the next Wednesday show. All things being equal, unless my old lady decides to, bring out the axe or something and chop something down, and who knows. But all things being equal, I should be there. So.
Well, we appreciate anything you can do. We understand, absolutely, no worries. But I just wanted to let you know, I didn't just skip over your poem like, oh, Philip, you can't read that. I literally didn't see it until today, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no. Oh, please, pshaw, man. My poem not read. How dare you? No.
It happens. I get messages.
I know it does, but no, I mean, yeah, no, by the time I'm done writing the poem and I think it's as best as possible, I kind of lose any expectation of it being embraced. I mean, that's just kind of how you have to be, I think, in some ways, to be an artist. You just have to keep doing it. And, Van Gogh, there's a good example.
I think you're very right.
It's not a big deal, Michael.
All right. I appreciate it. Hey, Philip, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for everything. And we're looking forward to talking to you next time, whether it be Wednesday or Friday or whatever.
All right, sir. Fist bumps to both of you, and have a good evening.
Hey, you as well. Thank you, sir.
Cheers.
Cheers. And that was Philip Collin from Kentucky, rounding off and leading off our After Dark segment.
That was incredible.
That's the way I like After Dark segments. Short, sweet. Now I can go home. I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding. All right. That's ridiculous. All right. So, once again, I'll just end it the official way. From Novia the Studio Cat, from Ursa the Studio Dog, from myself, from JT, thank you so much for listening this evening. We'll see you on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Good night.